And we're back again for another episode. We just talking episode 39. Myself, Isaiah, Torian, how are y'all doing?
Hanging in there, man. I think I'm struggling with a migraine today, but I'm thugging it out, dude.
I feel you, my guy.
Good, man. Good. Doing really good. Just got the groceries unpacked. Got the Saturday errands all out the way, so big chilling.
Man, it's been a rough week. I will say one of the best running backs of all time passed away. I watched some tape, and I seen that nobody could cut like OJ could cut.
It's lost a great dude. OJ Simpson, say what you want about his personal life. No one will question his ability on a football field. So,
270 yards.
Bro. He was, man, he's the fact that he was just the first. The first back to run for 2,000. Did it in a 14-game season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Because we see, obviously the running back position has been devalued as fuck. But even like Peterson and Chris Johnson and a couple other guys, when they were doing it, it was week 17, game 16 in the season, and they're running for like 240 yards to make it like so that they could run for 2,000 yards. Homie did in 14 games. That's nuts. Now, obviously, I'm sure his usage rate was outrageous.
Outstanding. Probably. Almost want to look up the stats. They're like,
I think it was something like, 168 yards a game that year he ran for 2,000. So that's big business, dude. Like I said, say what you want about the man. You can't dispute the fact that that man ran for 2,000 yards in 14 games. Hate him, love him, doesn't matter. Can't argue greatness. So.
Facts.
I plan on buying an O.J. Simpson shirt next week, so be on the lookout for that, gentlemen.
I rock a Juice USC jersey, a 32, bro. I rock it. That shit is it's classic.
Guys, I mean, fucking around. Like, I'm going to send you this shirt in real time. Hold on.
Bro, I'll fuck with it.
We're walking and talking.
Hey, I fuck with it. I'll put on some O.J. memorabilia, too. Like, shit. I'm going to read his book. I don't even care.
This man led the league in rushing for four
listen,
seasons.
Gentlemen, I just want to say I dibbed it. Yeah. You guys cannot cop. I dibbed it.
I dibbed it.
So it's
I just want the mugshot.
That shit icy as fuck.
OJ one.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's real, bro, because that's the moment in the trial where he's like, "Huh, these gloves don't seem to fit."
Shout out to not taking his arthritis medication,
man. And that white Bronco, bro, is that's
iconic. Man, I'm still looking for one,
man. When they brought them Broncos back, I figured white Broncos would be everywhere, but they said it's like one of the hardest colors to get. I said, I'm sure it is.
Oh, dude. I saw a hilarious fucking photo. Like, obviously, like, dude, this is satire when we say this, people. Like, we obviously know he was not a good person. But,
yeah.
Like, dude, I saw a deal where, like, some dude who worked in a Ford factory, he was putting together a white Bronco, and he put a sign on it that said, "Rest in peace, Juice."
Oh, my God,
bro. Man, amen. let me get my hands on a white Bronco. Oh God, it's game time.
Oh,
that boy
man.
Had that boy's his lawyers. They defended him better than Patrick Mahomes has ever been defended by his offensive line. That's crazy. They were like, nah, fellas,
Juice, you're not going to jail, bud. All right,
yeah,
let's just hang in there.
Don't worry, you'll go home. Afterwards, during the civil suit, your ass is grass, but
yeah, you ain't got enough money to retain us again. So,
nah, he didn't even say. I wonder if his ass was just like,
oh, dude,
they not fit.
I saw a deal. So he's had the same attorney since like 2012, I believe. You know, when he went to Fed for the armed robbery shit, right? Same attorney. So this guy was put in charge of handling his estate. and like dividing what assets he has amongst his kids, right? And you know, one of the things that they asked his attorney was like, so what are you going to do about like Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson's family? He said, I'm here to tell you right now, Ron Goldman's family's not getting a fucking dime. He said, I'm going to make it my he said this shit verbatim. I'm going to make it my mission to see to it that the Goldman family does not collect a dime from the O.J. Simpson estate. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, what did they do to you, bro? Jesus Christ.
You seen during the trial, bro, they were talking spicy and reckless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were on a whole different level.
Which I get it. But right.
I think we all get it. It's understandable. That was
the funny part too is like if you watch the documentary, you saw that you can't sue him for his pension.
Yep.
So, I mean, outside of that, like, dude, he really didn't have any assets because he sold everything to pay for his defense attorneys.
Yep. And that's why.
So
That's why he like, kicked the door in on homeboy.
Yeah, the only proceeds that they were able to acquire were like the rights to the book that he wrote, which yep. I don't believe was a New York Times bestseller. Like it.
I think they got $3 million, but they couldn't. Yeah. They could never track him. They could never track where his money was going, and that's because of his old agent, which had he took all OJ's memorabilia as like a payoff. Like OJ didn't have no money, so he was just like, "Well, just let me have your stuff," and started selling off his stuff. That's why OJ had to steal his stuff back, or try to at least.
Yeah, he kicked the door. Get on the fucker.
I mean, I think he successfully did steal it back. But then he went to prison, so shit happens.
And got out and started making video. Hey, America, it's yours truly. I'm gonna miss those. I'm not gonna lie. And the last OJ memory I'll leave you guys with. I believe OJ in a fantasy football league drafted Andrew Luck the day before Andrew Luck retired.
That's tough stats, dude. Yeah. Tough break.
Video is still online. The video is still online.
That's almost as bad as Isaiah drafted Tony Romo right before his back got blown the fuck out.
Bro, that was like 5 minutes later?
Yeah, you drafted him and then his
it was a preseason game.
Yeah.
And he's in the third quarter. Yeah. In the third quarter. What's wrong with you?
My back.
Learn how to slide. Final. But fellas, we got the draft coming up on Thursday. And
so excited.
What do y'all think? What are y'all thinking about in the draft? Because I actually did a couple of mocks last night, and I've seen pure chaos after Caleb. I've heard it, like this is one of them years where everyone's kind of all over the place. Usually, you're like the first maybe 5 to 10 picks are pretty consensus. This year, bro, it's Caleb and then everybody else. I've seen JJ McCarthy going at 2. I've seen fucking Marvin Harrison Jr. I've seen people say like quarterbacks are going to be the first 4 or 5 picks. I've also seen people say that it'll go quarterback, and then a bunch of trades and shit. What y'all thinking?
Fam, the craziest one I saw had Marvin Harrison Jr. going #1 overall, and then Chicago turning around and taking like JJ McCarthy at 9. That was like the wildest one I've seen. And I believe Caleb Williams went like 6th or 7th. But
is that Merrill Hodges' draft?
Like, no, because I know he's not high on Caleb Williams. But, man, the general consensus is Caleb Williams is going to Chicago.
Yeah.
However, I do think that Chicago knows they can't fuck this pick up. They can't not take that kid. So you got to take him, right? But something in my mind has me thinking like a Baker Mayfield situation is going to happen where the guy everyone thought for sure was going #1 does not go #1 and he doesn't even go #2. I could see it happening, but
who knows, dude? In Baker's draft, who could have gone number one. I know Rosen. I thought it was
most Darnold. People. Well, most most people thought Sam Darnold or Josh Allen was going to go number one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Yeah, I was trying to remember who was.
Dude, they had they gave Baker Mayfield a first round grade, but they had him going like late in the first.
Yeah,
round.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like towards like in the mid 20s or something. Like
yeah,
that.
It was supposed to be in like the 20s, like 26. And that did not happen. So,
because yeah, honestly, right now, oh no, go ahead.
What? I was gonna say, I honestly think the only reason Baker went one is because Cleveland needed a quarterback, and
they
I don't know if they just weren't sold on Sam Darnold or what, but honestly, they not only did they like, I ain't gonna say they fucked the pickup going with Baker, but like they could have had Josh Allen. I think Sam Darnold would have been better in Cleveland. Like
what I think they did was they took the guy with the best tape.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because I mean, let's be real. When Baker Mayfield left Oklahoma, was arguably the most polished quarterback to come out in probably 5 or 6 years. His game film looked great.
Yeah,
Lamar didn't make a lot of mistakes. Threw a ton of touchdowns. Who? Yep.
Lamar. Yeah.
Yeah. Lamar went 32nd overall.
Yeah, they were talking about him switching to receiver. That's what, like,
yes.
What
and the
Schefter
Ravens traded up to go get.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah. So it's that was a wild draft class. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I don't think this one will be like that. It could be pure chaos because we've seen
the what if factor of.
Yeah, well, we've seen it. Like Will Levis last year, they were. They thought he was going to go be one of the top
dude,
two.
He
or
went
three.
To Kentucky. Like,
yeah. Well, they were hyping him up. I like 100% believe the reason that he did not get drafted high is because everyone was like, we got tricked with this shit last year. Zach Wilson threw a pretty ball. He had a strong arm and all this other stuff.
Looks
obviously
super
he didn't
athletic
go
ass.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't go to a great situation when he first got there, but it did improve, and he still cheeks. So, I mean, they were just kind of like, man, he don't have enough tape. He doesn't wow us type shit. We're not going to let him throwing without pads on and shit.
Yeah, the hype train get to him.
Yeah, because that's what happens with a lot of these people. Like, they Caleb didn't – they said, oh, he didn't look that great in his shit, but then they'll hype up fucking Will Levis and – all those Zach Wilson and shit, but
you also remember they thought Malik Davis. Willis was supposed to go Willis. High. That dude got drafted in the third, fourth round.
Probably gonna be out of the NFL next year. I think last year of his contract, if they don't pay his option.
Yeah, that quarterback draft class was just ass. Brock Purdy was obviously the diamond out of that. I think he went to the best spot and shit. Whatever. But yeah, that quarterback talent pool in that draft was. Shit,
it was real bad because that you were just coming off of the 2020 class and the 2021 class that was like, well, the 2021 class wasn't that good, but the 2020 class was great for quarterbacks. I mean, you got what, 5 starters now in the NFL, probably all 5 are top 15 guys of the league. But ever since then, there's been a huge drop, like the 21 class, the 22 class, definitely the 23 class. So this is probably the most hype for quarterbacks, but also it's like none of them are really like J.J. McCarthy. I don't think he's the worst quarterback, but he's the one with the biggest what if factor because like he didn't have to throw the ball a lot in Michigan. He just was in a system where they won
for a really good team.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you this, dude. I'll be honest with you. Like one of the guys who I think has the best tape, I think he'll be a first-round pick, and I think he'll go to a decent team, is Michael Penix. Like, whatever team gets him, dude, they're going to get a guy who's going to be pretty good. Like, I don't really have any concerns about him, dude. I saw a deal, too, where, like, Johnny Manziel kind of said the same thing. Kind of spoke my thoughts exactly where, you know, the only time Michael Penix didn't look like the best quarterback in college football last year was when they played Michigan. That was the best fucking football team last year.
Yeah.
Because he balled out against Texas.
I think
he balled out all year at UW. So,
yeah. I think for him too, he gets bitten by the injury bug a lot. He played really good in Indiana. He got hurt last year in UW. Got hurt. Like he was in college for 6 years. Like he's an older guy, so you'll have to worry about that. And I'm sure GMs will worry about that too. But as far as his ability as a pure passer, it's great. But I think that's a big what if. He'll go late first.
I think.
Maybe. I think a team will move up to take him.
Yeah, I think someone will move up to get him. I think it'll be mid second round or mid first round. Sorry. And then to him, I think we'll start seeing more quarterbacks honestly come out that are a little bit older. Just because with the rules now, bro, you can if you hit on a quarterback and say he's like 24, 25, you hit on a quarterback, he's probably going to play for at least 15 years. So,
yeah,
it's like, okay, he's 38 to 40. That's usually if you hit on a guy, that's usually whenever they're gone. That's when you've seen like Rivers and Roethlisberger and all those guys going away. Yeah. Like if you hit on a quarterback and they're actually talented, you can ride the motherfuckers into the ground like they do, and they'll play until they're 40. The rule changes and all that shit, they'll play forever.
Like that's like the expectation, dude, is when you draft a guy like in the first round to play quarterback, you're taking a guy to be your quarterback of the future. Like he's supposed to be there for the next 12 to 15 years, I think. Well, let me rephrase. If you take a guy in the top 10 as a quarterback, you want that guy to be there for the next 12 to 15. You take one in the first round outside of the top 10, you want that guy to be a starter for a long time.
Yeah.
Those are the expectations.
Yeah. Really, really depending, because you can draft a quarterback in the second round, and depending on the situation, it could be you want him to be your starter for a while, but you had to address other needs, and they knew that the quarterback was going to fall or some shit like that. But really, the first two rounds, if you take it on a if you spend that on a quarterback, or if you move up for a quarterback, you're trying to make him, you're trying to groom him, no diddy, but that's just what it is.
Facts.
But what's some names that y'all have seen in the draft this year that's either making a climb up the draft boards or falling completely off? I seen Joe Milton's ass shit today that said that they may make him change positions.
Yeah, it's such a waste of his arm talent to do it. But, facts. Yeah, I saw with his size, 6'5", 238, they might move him to tight end. But he was never high on anyone's draft board because there's not enough on him.
Right.
Like, he didn't play enough. And, you know, they've had other guys come out and get taken high who didn't play a lot. Trey Lance was one of those guys. But
Anthony Richardson was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they saw enough of Anthony Richardson where they were like, yo, this cat might be pretty nice. Like,
if he stays healthy.
He drew a lot of Cam Newton comparisons, except he had a better arm.
Yeah. Facts. See, my take on Milton is if he can go to the right situation and sit, he'll be fine. I don't think he'll be like. I mean, I'll say if he gets put in a Brock Purdy situation, I think he could thrive in that same situation. But I think he's either. Homie's gonna be in the UFL, or he's gonna be playing tight.
Bam, he might not even get drafted. To be honest,
that's what
with
I'm
you.
Saying.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if no one took him.
Yeah, I think the Steelers have 2 6-round picks this year. If we do, and we use one of them on Joe Milton to just sit or whatever,
I'd be mad at it.
Yeah. Six. Yeah, hell yeah. But besides him,
I see. Like I said, I think Penix has moved up draft boards. Bo Nix has moved up draft boards. Who else? I mean, there's skill guys too. Xavier Worthy moved up quite a bit with that fast
play
time.
Oh yeah.
He's probably gonna go first. I think he was second.
He probably will. He probably will because someone's gonna want to take a chance on his speed alone.
Yep.
It'll
fuck around and be Kansas City.
Yeah, because
they'll be like Tyreek 2.0 or whatever. Come on, we like speed.
That would be the one thing that would help. I think that center is. I think he's going to go a lot higher than people are expecting.
Which center?
Jackson Powers Johnson.
I've seen him go up in draft boards. I've also seen him sliding. I seen what yesterday morning people thought that he could fall as low as like mid second round. Me personally, I don't think he's going to fall that low. The only names besides him that I've heard is Wes Frazier, I think, Zach Frazier, I'm sorry, from West Virginia, and then Barton from Duke. But I'm not like, I would not pick a fucking Duke center just the kid from West Virginia. His, like, people are high on him because he's like he's one of those grimy ass dudes that you want to be your offensive lineman. Like, he broke his leg in the bowl game, and like, instead of just falling down and shit, he hopped off the field so they didn't have to burn their last time out and shit. Like that, it's like, damn, this kid has heart type shit that people are like, man, just throw him in. So honestly, I mean,
Jackson Powers Johnson is the only center who had a first round grade.
Yes. So he graded out higher than Creed Humphrey in a lot of shit. So
I think there's a possibility that the Eagles can get him. Where are they at pick wise?
Fuck you.
I really think 21.
I was about to say middle of the first round.
One pick after Pittsburgh, I believe.
They need a center. I can
so
see
them. So does Pittsburgh, and so does Seattle. Those are the three teams that I've seen that'll take it. I seen people want the Steelers to take Amarius Mims, but I can't take him in the first round. He has 8 starts. So I think he's solid. He could be solid, but I'm not wasting the 20. Not wasting, I guess you could say, but like, I'm not gonna pick him to be my right tackle of the future at 20 when he only has 8. I would much rather just slide Dan Moore's bad at like shitty ass over there, or just draft a fucking tackle in the second round or the third round, and then just keep it fucking pushing. Go get you one of them dudes from fucking a Big Ten right tackle. Go get you a Pac-12
right tackle.
Yeah. Go to Nebraska. Who they got? Shit, fucking it's Northwestern late. Or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Very possible. Yeah, and as far as receivers go, man, Marvin Harrison Jr. clearly is going to be the first receiver. I think clearly is going to be the first receiver taken in the draft. But after him, like, Neighbors. And Adunze can go either way. Honestly, I think somebody can reach for one of those guys before they reach for the other, or vice versa. So it's going to be interesting to see.
You want to know what my prediction in the first round is? The Chargers are going to move out of the 5 spot. They'll take they'll take a pick later in the first, and then get they'll probably get fucking Odunze in the first round, and then they'll probably draft offensive tackle or something like that.
Depends on who we trade back with.
If you trade back with Minnesota, you can take both of their picks, right? And you get 2 first round picks for it. So you can take Odunze and then whoever the fuck, maybe Brock Bowers at that point.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Odunze might not be there. So
that is true.
Every mock draft I've seen, it has us trading back with Minnesota. What we end up doing is taking the right tackle from Alabama with the first round pick. And then we spend the second first round pick on Xavier Worthy or the I forget the other wide receiver's name from LSU, but it's him. That's
Isaiah
guy.
Thomas, right? Or not? No, I don't think it is.
Something Thomas.
Brian Thomas,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just want somebody to reach for Xavier Leggett somewhere, please. He needs to be on.
Wouldn't be mad at us taking the fucking white kid from Georgia either, though. He's
he runs routes like 100 Renfro, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, low key, y'all could just get Hunter Renfro. He's available.
So who drafts Cooper DeJean? Nah. They're talking about him going in the first 2.
He is going to go in the first round.
Yeah, I think he'll be. I mean, low key, Pittsburgh could.
Yeah,
I've also seen Pittsburgh taking him, and then taking Frazier in the second round, and then not Frazier in the second round, but taking the next best tackle in the second round, and then picking the center from Georgia in the third round.
Yeah.
So
I'm mad at any of that.
Who's at 12 this year?
12. It's not the Broncos, is it? I'll pull this shit.
Pick behind Minnesota.
Yeah, this is Broncos. It should be. That's sad that I know that shit.
That's where Cooper DeJean is going.
Dude, I keep seeing shit, too, about them trading their future away to go take one of them quarterbacks in the first round, too. So, who knows? Denver. No, Denver. Oh.
What do they have to trade, though? Oh, Cortland. I mean, they can trade Cortland Sutton or Patrick Surtain.
Surtain is their only future right now.
It's Pat Surtain and, like, multiple first-round picks to move up into that top five spot.
Yeah.
Take J.J. McCarthy, because you know.
And honestly, who they would probably trade with is probably Arizona.
Yeah.
Which would be great, because if they do that, that means Marvin Harrison falls to five, and that's a no-brainer pick. That's best available player. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, though. Like, even though, like, I would like, in a perfect world, like, for me personally, man, I would love for the Chargers to draft Malik Nabers, because I think he's better than Marvin Harrison Jr., but I just don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to pass on that kid, and we're going to regret it. Because right after us, it's the Giants, and the Giants will fucking take him. And it's going to piss me off really bad. But, you know, I mean, at this point, I'm used to getting my heart broken by the teams that I love. So it's whatever. I just really hope that we draft. Because, dude, we just signed fucking J.K. Dobbins, dude, the other day. And I'm like, why? Why are we signing these guys with no goddamn knees to run the football?
I was about to say that.
Seal Terry.
Understand it? Right. I don't understand. Well, I understand it because it's Greg Roman. Greg Roman wants his guys. And I get it. I get it. But it's like, dude, we need to draft a goddamn running back. Hi. Like, third round, we probably need to go get Blake Corum.
I was just about to say that.
Or we need to get the running back from fucking Florida State, because dude, every mock, like every mock draft I've seen, there's not a running back being taken until the third round.
Yeah.
So all of those guys are going to be available. I just hope we don't reach out to grab someone. We need to address the offensive line, and we need to address the wide receiver position. First and foremost, those are the things that have to be taken care of first. And if you're not going to take a fucking wide receiver or an offensive lineman with your first round pick, we need to draft a corner. Like, but there's no corner that I can see going in the first round outside of Cooper DeJean. But, and I don't think they're going to reach out and take, well, they might, dude. I don't know.
No, I think Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo, he's going to go, he'll be in the first round. Yeah,
I didn't realize Atlanta's at 8.
Yeah, bro.
Man, they might.
They're about to start cooking, bro. Because I mean,
they
really
might fuck around and draft a quarterback in the first round because they only got Kirk Cousins on a 2-3 year deal.
Yeah. I mean, they need
He's gonna fleece them for some more money. Yeah. And go draft a bridge.
They'll fuck around and wait until the third round and take Spencer Rattler. To sit behind Kurt.
Jesus Christ. Spencer Rattler's, he's another guy who's kind of been climbing up boards too, because
that senior ball helped him a lot. Yeah.
He's got an arm too. He fucking sucked under the pressure of playing at OU. Like,
yeah. I've said it. Me and the Nizzle had a conversation where I was like, he was set up for failure, coming in as a young guy to replace what had been there. That was everyone's expectation. He showed flashes at the end of his freshman year, and then his sophomore year, obviously he got fucking benched. But I mean, you see who he got benched for, and it's like, well.
You can't really be too mad at what happened.
Right.
Well, and I honestly think too, like you said, Marlo, the expectations were so high, and then his attitude also didn't help, especially coming in as a freshman the way that he did. But if you look, like, he was still winning games. Like, even if everybody thought he was playing terrible, because you knew they didn't have a good enough defense back then.
You know, the problem was is they knew that the kid behind him was way better. Like, it's the only problem. And he was too good to not play.
Once he started getting those little packages and stuff, you could see it written on the wall that as soon as Rattler started playing bad, because you got to think after the his what sophomore year, the second game, I think, or it might have been the first game of the season.
I think it was Norman.
They were, they were booing him at like at the half. So it was from there. I can remember I said it. Get him the fuck out. Put fucking Caleb Williams in. Let's see what the kid has type shit. So I think he just was in a bad situation. The kid is good. It's just he needs to learn how to he relies on his arm talent a little too much. He reminds me a lot of Brett Favre. Fuck it. I can get it there.
He's a gunslinger.
Like,
yeah.
But I think
he's
again,
undersized to try to scramble out and make those throws the way that he thinks he can.
Well, he's not as athletic either.
Is he? Yes. I think he's one of those kids where it's like he's athletic enough to be able to get outside of the pocket. He's not going to run, but he's athletic enough to get out of the pocket to make throws and stuff. Yeah. His thing is he just has to go to the right situation. Like, he's not going to win you or turn your franchise around immediately, but I think if you can get him in a good situation where he sits behind a good veteran for a while, who knows? I'm not going to fucking bank on it, but again, if he was another guy that Pittsburgh got in the third or fourth round, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, all right, bro, come sit down. If
I got Chuck's quarterback of the future for fucking free already.
Yeah, I know.
So y'all
but yeah,
he's
that's
going
what I'm
to
saying,
Dallas or Buffalo. I'm calling it now.
Who, Rattler?
Yeah.
Yeah, low key. Nah. Well,
I don't know about
Dallas. I don't know.
Think about it. They can get him.
Bro, that's true, but I've seen Dallas is gonna. And obviously, these are just
he goes to Buffalo. He's a career backup.
That's a fact too. But I've seen him. So. I've seen him. I've seen Dallas is gonna wait until next year. They're not gonna re-sign Dak, and then they'll fuck around and draft Shedeur Sanders.
Dude, that's a fucking mistake waiting to happen, man.
He's already on boards as like a top five pick. Like,
I think Shedeur can be solid. I think he's not as good. Like, as of what I seen last year, he's not as good as what I feel like people think and are hoping he is. But what I will say is going to Dallas, you're going to have a great running game. You're going to have a great offensive line, and you're going to have at least one great receiver. It is hard not to be good there. Dallas is one of those things where, because like what Dallas fans don't understand is when people talk about Dak, we're telling them like Dak isn't as good as you guys think he is, because they in their mind they think Dak is Mahomes level. He's just at the cusp of it. No, he's not. He's not that good. You guys, he's in a great situation. Yeah,
he's been in the league for eight years now.
He came in the league and fucking as Zeke led the league in rushing their rookie year. He has the best offensive line. He has Dez Bryant. Then he goes from fucking Dez Bryant to fucking was it CD or who? There was somebody there before CD. Who the fuck was that?
Amari Cooper.
He's had fucking talent all around him. Like, he's in a great situation. A lot of these quarterbacks in drafts, bro, you just plug them in there and it's going to work to some extent. It's not like I don't think Shedeur in Dallas is a Super Bowl quarterback, but winning a division every other year and kicking the dog shit out of the Giants and beating the Redskins twice a year, like that's good enough for Jerry. Shit, sell some tickets, bro. Make the hype, win 10 games a year, the fucking hype train behind him. Oh, we're underdogs this year. Let's go. And then after the fucking wild card, they're all man, fuck. Well, it don't matter though, because next year we're going to be the boys. And it's the same shit, same cycle.
Every year, man.
Every year. Motherfuckers don't know. But T-Bro, whenever I was talking to you last week, you were interested. Obviously, homie's trying, like, rumors have it that he's unhappy in San Fran and he wants a trade. Matter of fact, yesterday, I believe he tweeted and said some days or whatever until all like chaos or whatever, talking about the draft. People think that he's going to get traded to Washington and whatnot to go play with Daniels, or he's saying that to get traded to wherever Daniels goes, maybe New England, because they do have the cap space for him. But I'm curious how everyone feels about where Brandon Ayuk stacks against the rest of the league wide receivers. So, he said, would you rather Brandon Ayuk? Just throw some names out there. We can discuss if we think Brandon Ayuk is better.
Okay.
So you want me to throw guys out there?
Yep.
Because Brandon Ayuk's a true one, right?
Yes,
I think he is. I think he's a true one.
I agree.
And we're not gonna throw guys out there like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lambs. Like, yeah, you take Brandon Ayuk over Drake London.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Better route runner already.
Okay, Marlon, do you take him over George Pickens?
Yes, I think Pickens' ceiling can be, but at the same time, I think Ayuk is a better route runner. I think Pickens is better after the catch, but his immaturity is why I would lean BA. I think talent-wise, they could probably be really close, but I think Ayuk does the other stuff like block down the field. He's a great route runner. He can get open. He had what his best year or best season, but yep. I'd lean to.
What about Garrett Wilson? That's tough.
It is real tough because I like Garrett Wilson's
only been he's only been in the league for 2 years versus Brandon Ayuk's resume of what, 5 or 6 now?
Four.
Yeah. Oh, he's only been in the league for 4 years. Okay.
Yeah, so he got drafted in that stellar wide receiver class, I believe. With
Jettas.
Yeah, was it Jettas, Higgins, and him?
Yeah. Waddle was probably in that. Was Waddle in that draft too?
Yeah,
2020.
I think so.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, oh man, Garrett Wilson though. I like Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. He's good.
Man, physically,
I would take him for his run after the catch, Brandon Ayuk. But
I think Garrett Wilson's run after the catch is better.
I also think Brandon Ayuk's a better route runner.
But I agree.
Well, it's hard to measure that too, though, because Garrett Wilson hasn't had consistent quarterback play since he's been in the league, and honestly, you can tell in his frustrations with it.
Here's a hot one: him or DK Metcalf?
DK,
who? Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah,
I'd take
Brandon Ayuk. Yeah,
yeah, just because Debo to me isn't a. Debo brings a lot to the table, but I don't think Debo is a. Well, you say DK or Debo? Debo.
DK.
DK.
My fault. Fuck.
I'd take Brandon Ayuk over Debo too.
Yeah, but, me too. Yeah, I like DK. I take Brandon Ayuk over DK.
What about Chris Olave? I would take Brandon Ayuk over Chris.
Yeah.
Olave.
Yeah. That's hard. Bam, too, there's like Olave is solid. He's just
man.
I think it's hard because we're measuring it like as far as like overall ability, and then we also the eye test with
the Brandon Ayuk puts up the numbers too, though. Man.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
And even in a crowded offense, the dude still puts up the numbers.
That is true too.
Absolutely.
So, like, I'll be frank with you, dude. There is only like a handful of receivers that I would pick over him.
I take Jettas.
What about
Ja'Marr,
DJ Moore or Brandon Ayuk?
I take Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk. I fuck
with DJ Moore too, but I just
and let's be clear too. DJ Moore is not the number one wide receiver in Chicago. Not anymore.
No, that's Keenan.
That's Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
DJ's
gonna be the big play.
Yeah.
DJ's gonna be the big play receiver, whatnot. Yeah. He's gonna be the Mike Williams, honestly.
Keenan Allen's catching 100 fucking footballs this year. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, bro. So, he's gonna catch like fucking
the ball.
Yeah, Caleb.
Caleb Williams. That's gonna be his safety outlet is Keenan Allen this year.
Yeah.
Nah, baby, that's Cole Kmet every year.
Not a chance, dude. Cole Kmet's going to catch 38 fucking footballs this year.
And 30 of them are going to be touchdowns.
Because you know what else is going to happen with Chicago before we get back on this Brandon Ayuk shit? With the 9th overall pick, the Bears are drafting fucking Rome Odunze. You heard it here first.
Okay.
They're going Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze first round. Smell ya.
I'm trying to
that means Cole Kmet teams. Catches 38 footballs this year. Maybe.
Ooh, I got a hot take for you. Puka after 1 year or Brandon Ayuk?
Puka. Give me Puka. Puka's too good.
Fuck,
he's too good, dude.
Come on now. That's a pretty.
Honestly, bro, if you lined up Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, who are you taking? I'm taking Puka Nacua, dude. Puka Nacua is Cooper Kupp, dude. He's a fucking clone of him, except he's bigger.
I don't know
we're taking healthy. I'm gonna take white rice. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Cooper Kupp if he's healthy.
But I'm not saying it's not far apart. Like Puka is one of those dudes that you say his name and you're like, ah, even if it's like Puka is so good that you could say Jettas and you'll say Jettas, but you'll be like, but man, Puka Nacua on his way. Yeah.
I see Puka Nacua. I got one.
Amon-Ra St. Brown or
Brandon. Amon-Ra St. Brown, bro.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Fuck out of here. Like, that's not even, having this conversation.
Well, I mean, I'm saying in the sense of like, you know, their stats. If you put their stats,
Amon-Ra St. Brown is right up there with like that handful of guys that I would take. I would tell you right now. So the guys, the only guys that I would take over Brandon Ayuk, I'll throw five out there. Okay, Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of them. CeeDee Lamb is one of them. Justin Jefferson is one of them. Ja'Marr Chase is another one, and Tyreek Hill. Those are the only guys who I would look at and be like, without a question, I'm taking those guys over Brandon Ayuk.
Then here's a better question. T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk?
That's tough. That's tough, man.
It is very tough. I think T. Higgins.
Yeah. But I would probably go Brandon Ayuk.
I think Ayuk just runs better routes. I think T. Higgins can be. We can see, too. I think he balled out with Ja'Marr Hurt this year. He went bazook like crazy. The thing with T. Higgins, though, is T. Higgins will have a monster three-game stretch, and then you don't see him for 2 or 3 weeks. And then he'll have another.
The same thing can happen with Ayuk sometimes.
That is true.
Game to game, you know, with the offenses like that, we got a lot of mouths to feed. So whatever's working that game, that's who gets the ball. That's why everybody else that we've talked about, like, it's kind of hard to judge it because, like, in a couple of those offenses, they're solely the best receiver. They're sole number ones. And Brandon Ayuk is a number one, but he's in an offense where, like, you got about three other solid guys that can touch the ball before him. And they'll still win by 20.
That is true.
He doesn't necessarily have to make that big of an impact.
Well, I think their offense is completely different than like you said, Isaiah. It is completely different because like a lot of Dallas's offense was like, let's get CeeDee the ball. I don't think BA gets that much love from San Francisco. Maybe it's because like obviously you look at the fucking pecking order of it and stuff, but I still can see that CeeDee is better. Like I can see CeeDee can do whatever the fuck you want him to. I think Brandon Ayuk can too. I just don't know if his playmaking abilities is on par with CeeDee.
Then the last one I'll bring up, Stephon Diggs over the past 2 years or Brandon Ayuk coming into the next season.
Okay, let me ask this question before I answer. Am I playing GM and it's like I can have either Stephon Diggs or I can have Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're
okay, if it's that, I would take Brandon Ayuk because he's younger. Because they're almost younger and the Diggs same player. Big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really, they are.
As far as talent, they're the same player and ability. Yeah. It's just Brandon Ayuk's younger.
Yeah, and definitely Josh Allen. Like he was force feeding Stephon Diggs, and then whenever the attitude problems started coming up more and more and more, started throwing the ball a lot to Khalif Shakir and Gabe Davis a lot more. And their run game actually improved a lot this past season.
I think that's what really hurt Stephon Diggs was they fucking finally figured out a way to move the ball on the ground. Like, they didn't have to throw it as much because James Cook fucking balled out.
Yeah.
Made me a fantasy champion this year. I'm going to throw right out of there.
Man. Jalen Hurts made you a fantasy champion.
Not really.
Take away his touchdown, I win. His rushing touchdown.
I think, honestly, back to Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk is a stellar player. I'm curious if he's like, what's gonna happen in the future? Like, is he gonna be a Niner, or are they gonna ship him off? Low key, they'll fuck around and do what Pittsburgh did. Okay, you don't want to be here anymore? Well, guess what? Carolina, baby.
Carolina, that's the place.
Career purgatory.
Yeah, that's where you go to.
Hey, low key. Nah, they'll win probably 4 or 5 games this year.
I said that last year. I remember coming into this past season, I was like, man, Carolina signed some dudes that are pretty good. I mean,
oh, I knew they were cooked, bro. I was like, Adam Thielen, fuck out of here.
I was like, they might win 8 games. I remember, I was like, they might win like 8 or something.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
The team that always gets me is Atlanta. Before the season, I'm like, bro, they should be. They're in a shit division, and then they just come out and win fucking 7 games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this year
looked like fucking comeback player of the year too.
Yeah, you know? He's about to come back to earth. But
yeah, you're probably right.
He's about to try to touch Jameis's record 30-30.
The 30-30 club, yeah. Baby.
Them motherfuckers is. Jameis, who did Jameis go to? Did he go to Vegas? Nah.
No. Fuck. God, where did he go? Did he sign? Call me crazy.
Oh, he's Cleveland.
Man, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, call me crazy. I think he went to like.
The Brownie, Cleveland. Dude.
Oh, yeah, bro. He's backing up the freak.
Bro, he will play 4 games this year. And he will start
play
four
more
games
than
this
that.
Year.
He may play more than that.
Deshaun will get hurt. And then Jameis will come in there slinging that ball. They'll lose.
To the other team.
Yeah, they'll lose, but Jameis will look good. He'll probably throw 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, because Jameis is going to go in there and be like, I got the weapons. I got, boy, hey, we going to be good. He's going to force feed Amari Cooper.
And hey,
David
Coach.
Njoku.
Hey, yeah. fuck what he talking about. Hey, Chubb, look, we try to eat a W, okay? I need you to take your ass over there and sit down, because I'm about to slang this thing. Jabbo got it, baby.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about nothing, okay? I got you. Yeah, he's going to start at least 4 games this year, for sure. Not a doubt in my mind.
Shit, he may be more than that, or they may bench his motherfucking ass. Ooh, nah, I think
yeah,
Jameis.
I can
think Jameis
see that happening more than anything.
Yeah, that is
you know,
true. But
I keep on forgetting where Calvin Ridley went.
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's career purgatory, too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Will Levis is going to he's gonna come out slinging that football, all right? They have no run game, essentially. They're going – Mike Vrabel's gone. New offense is coming in there. Will Levis is slinging that thing about 35 times a game.
Probably. No lie, they'll probably.
Which
probably
is not 7. Good if you want to win games.
They'll win 7. Maybe. They'll win 7.
No, they fucking won't, dude.
I think it depends. If the Jaguars are shit this year again, or they shit the bed, I think possibly. I think they have a strong – I ain't going to say – yeah, it's strong-ish defense left over from Vrabel. It should be solid. I think they can – they'll score – 17 points a game. They'll fuck around. And, I mean, they'll fuck around and play Pittsburgh and pick off Russell Wilson 4 times.
Yeah. They definitely ain't winning that division. Front runners, Houston, by a long shot.
By
a long shot.
Yeah.
Well, that's a piping hot take, Isaiah.
You don't over who? Who you?
No, I'm saying I'm being fucking sarcastic. Like, no shit. Houston's the fucking favorite to win that division.
Yeah, Jacksonville ain't got enough, and Indianapolis is one. They're the team that I'm like, man. Let me see
if they. Put
I
it
think
together.
They might be all right, dude.
They should
Anthony
be.
Richardson, if he can stay healthy, dude.
Yeah, learn how to fucking slide.
And you got to think, man. They got comeback player of the year on the bench.
Who, Joe Flacco?
Yeah, he back there, so they're gonna be like, Joe, you know what to do. Just. Fucking go routes. Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce all day. That's
I mean,
all
shit,
you
they have a solid line. Shit, just fucking hand the ball off. They'll fucking run. They're going to run JT to death.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's what they paid him for.
Yep. Hell yeah.
He getting 40 touches a game.
That should help. That should help Anthony Richardson, too. But I'm guessing. Fellas, y'all gonna try to catch this Devin Haney Ryan Garcia fight tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it. Might find an illegal torrent to fucking watch it on. I ain't paying for it, but
I heard.
I mean, Ryan Garcia, dude. At least I'll give him this. Kid's got heart. Like, that dude will fight the best fighters. He's not scared to do that. However, with that being said, he just gets outclassed by those really good fighters. It's a problem. He's still young, but like, dude, like those guys, like you got to think, like, man, Ryan Garcia hadn't boxed his whole life either. Like those guys he's fighting, like Gervonta Davis and fucking Devin Haney and shit. Like those dudes have been fighting their whole lives. It is very hard to beat a dude like that.
Yeah. And you go in missing weight, so you can't win the title anyways. This is just a pride fight. And with his crazy ass, outlandish ass.
Wow. He's going to go out on a shield.
And Instagram over the past months leading up to this fight, he definitely did a good job selling it. Everybody wants to see the crazy dude get knocked out because he's came out of left field with some of the things that he's been saying.
I think he's just
very strange.
I think he's just trolling, honestly. I mean, he may have got some of that Aaron Rodgers perk 12s and it's tripping. But I mean, really, like some of the shit he be saying, I said, nah, I ain't even gonna go into
he's
that.
He's unhinged for sure.
Yeah. But you also have to think about it. We're in an era where people acting unhinged gets eyeballs. People want to watch and see what's happening. So that's just where it is now. Because like him saying after Devin Haney pushed him at the stare down, saying like, oh, well, I'm now part of LGBTQ+. So now it's a hate crime. I'm like, bro, he's just trolling. People was taking that shit to the heart. Like, man, he need to stop. Blah blah blah. I'm like, bro, he's just trolling. Like, once you see that, it's like, that's just he's just doing his shit. It's cringe. It's really cringe. But
is he Ezra Miller or Kanye West on his level of cringe?
He's on his way to Kanye.
On his way to he's surpassed Ezra Miller. Cause that motherfucker was.
he's about like. Well, nah, because I think Kanye is now second tier. I think Antonio Brown is the
Brown is the CTE king, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He's on the top of the mountain by himself.
Yeah, yes,
he is.
Yeah, so
undisputed CTE champ.
Yeah, because he stay tripping on fucking Twitter.
It's the weirdest. Oh man, does he make money? Like, what is he? I know he's a rapper now.
Shit. Hey, I'm not finna lie to you. I put that shit on, bro. I can fuck with that.
Hey, man, he got like 100 million streams on Spotify on that song.
Hey, bro, that shit, that's in my rotation. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You gotta put that shit on.
I put that shit. You said, "Oh, AB, why you make the GOAT retire? What's your deal or something? Buffalo skin off." So I don't know what the fuck he was saying, but this shit was crazy.
Good.
It did. It really did.
I don't know like, what it means, but I like it.
I like it. Yeah, hell yeah. Y'all see, before we wrap up, y'all see us, the NBA playoffs started today. I think there's already been some games happening. I think the last game, the Lakers and the Nuggets just tipped off or about to tip off. What y'all thinking? What y'all thinking? Who's coming out the East? Who's coming out the West?
I'll let T go first because I know he's going to go on a rant about his Bucks. So I'll let him get it out the way.
We're not looking good right now, boys.
Hey, Doc Rivers.
I don't think it's our year.
Doc Rivers is trying to take y'all down, bro.
He said,
I don't know.
The ship wasn't really sinking. We were just trying to figure some stuff out. Or was the last head coach?
Fired fucking Bud for nothing, dude. Bullshit. Man, I don't know, dude. Out of the East, I don't think anybody really wants to see Indiana right now. They're kind of a dark horse pick. I like them. And in the West, I mean, fuck, dude. Let's see Oklahoma City in the finals, dude. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, they would have to make sure – they would have to pray that Denver gets bounced and with the first round or the second round? I don't think they play
either.
They win their first
round. They would play in the conference. That's the only way they can play because they're 1-2. Yeah. And I don't think they want to see Denver unless Denver's in some crazy long series and they just kind of mop up whoever they play. Because Chet is not gonna slow down Jokic. Jokic should do whatever the fuck he wants with him. So it is what it
is. Back honestly, his ass down, dude.
Yeah, he's that fucking unathletic son of a bitch, but he's real good.
Goddamn, he's good.
Yeah, he fucking unathletic as shit. Motherfucker look like he if he chews gum and walks at the same time, he'll fall down and just be cooking people.
He's the only person that like does his job to the best of his ability and goes home and doesn't think about it at all.
Hey, for real. Shouts out to Oklahoma City Thunder, though. This is probably the first team that I can actually say that I have not hated on or anything. I can remember the when they first went up with Katie and Russ, I can remember telling people, like, they will never win a fucking finals. Everyone was so high on it and shit. Now I'm kind of like, because they have a solid-ass team. They're really young, and because of Sam Presti, they have a shit ton of draft picks still. So they can sit there and just draft and even miss on picks and still be fine. Or they can get a disgruntled superstar who wants to go to a young team that is a contender. They can trade some of those picks and they can bring in another star.
And honestly, too, with them overall as like a team, exactly like you said, one of them, like, I think there's no egos on it. There's no egos on this team to where they're like, this one dude has a huge personality and you can see him getting too selfish down the stretch. You can see like, nah, they're one of the teams that like, no, the best shot goes to the best available at that time. It doesn't matter. Granted, Shea's going to get 30. Predator. Yeah. Shea's... Well, I don't think he's taking a final shot of any game. I lost my train of thought.
Nah, Ray, he said he wants him to be a little bit younger. Of course you do, Josh Giddey.
Of course you do.
Jesus Christ.
But in the East, man, I mean, I think everybody's, you know, Boston having the best record, Boston, you know, dominating in the regular season the way that they did. But I think if they run into New York, it's going to be a problem. Honestly, I think if they run into New York, it's going to be a problem. I think they have if they both get past the first round, which Boston in their first round matchup, they have to play the Heat. But I don't know if Jimmy Buckets,
though, dude.
Yeah, I was about to say they're about to sweep the fuck out of them.
They'll sweep them, and then, because the Sixers didn't make it, did they?
Yeah, they
are. See that shit where Tyler Hero, like, I guess he fucking swung on Jimmy Butler, dude.
Yeah, and missed him, and Jimmy Butler said,
9 for 28, baby.
Yeah. The Knicks are playing the Sixers as we speak. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Knicks are up 4. The issue that I have with the Knicks, honestly, is that Tom Thibodeau be running his people ramp like crazy. If you look at, like, Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart's minutes, bro, they play fucking
so much.
5 minutes, yeah, and... I mean, we've seen fucking Derrick Rose. And then fucking Jimmy Butler got hurt, and then he goes to fucking Minnesota, and it's just his MO to run people into the ground. They get into the playoffs and then just kind of gas.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going out on a limb. I'm gonna say Denver out of the West and the Celtics. And Cole Nichols, if you're listening, the Nuggets are going to gentleman sweep y'all. They're going to let y'all take a game just so that they can caress y'all and say, not this year.
Sorry, little guy.
That's tough. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Now, Denver did lose some – they did lose some pieces, but they didn't lose a step, like, overall. They didn't really lose anything that was extremely – impactful to them. I mean, the Clippers, I think they'll maybe make it to the second round. They're aging. They don't have a cohesive unit. Like, I think if Oklahoma City makes it out of the first round, they'll lose in the second for sure. I think it sucks to say it, but they're extremely young, extremely green. The only one on that team right now, there's two people on that team that have playoff experience. Gordon Hayward and SGA. That's it. Everybody else hadn't sniffed the playoffs. So I think they're going to be a little bright-eyed with it, and I think they'll make a lot of mistakes. I really don't like Boston coming out of the East, though. I think, yes, they're the young picks that they had a couple of years ago whenever Kyrie was there and everything like that. They're finally putting it together, but I think Jason Tatum is going to shoot them out of their chance to really contend. That's my honest opinion, because he does it every year. He does it every year, every series. Just when you think, hey, man, Boston might actually win this series, or even in the finals, it wasn't even close. Like, they were dog shit. The only thing that can help them is Drew Holiday.
You also have to think, though, Steph Curry, he played out of his fucking mind. But
this is true.
I get what you're saying. But, Cole, if you hear this, Isaiah don't want to talk shit about Boston now, not me. So,
they have things that will help them make it to the finals. You get another solid perimeter defender in – well, not solid, but he's a shot blocker in Porzingis that could stretch the floor with Al's old ass, and you have a great interior perimeter. You have Drew. You lose Marcus Smart, but Drew Holiday, to me, has always been a better defender than Marcus Smart, no matter what. So that could kind of offset – what they needed last year whenever they lost. But Jason Tatum's still there, and Jason Tatum's going to do Jason Tatum things. He's going to have 40, and then he'll have 17 on 9 of 28 shooting. Well, you can't have 17 on 9 of 28, but like he'll have a game where he has 20, but he takes 25, 30 shots. And as it looked like, you're not going to win a game like that, and he will shoot that much. He has the green light to do that. So I don't think he's very good at deferring.
I think if they were to win it, this would be the year. The reason is I do think that Tatum can and has shown that he'll shoot him out of series or out of games, but this has probably been the most that he's deferred. He will have a game where he shoots like 28 times. He'll also have a game where he shoots like 11 and he has like 15, and he's like, you forget that he's there, but it's because Porzingis is cooking. Jaylen Brown is cooking. Fucking Drew is cooking. Derek White is cooking. So he really doesn't
Hauser's hitting three-pointers. Like, I think that's his name. Hauser or something like that.
So. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie to y'all. It wouldn't surprise me if we got a Thunder-Celtics finals with the Celtics winning simply because as young as they are a lot more veteran than – and they've been – I mean, that shit, they've all been in the fucking playoffs. Like, they've lived there. The finals, the conference finals, like they've been there multiple times. So it wouldn't surprise me if like my final pick, I would say OKC, Boston. Boston wins in 5. Gentlemen sweep, honestly, same kind of deal. Yep. I go with that. But fellas, man, it was good to jump back on and chat. What y'all want to leave the people with this week? I'll lead this shit. Just make sure that you don't spend too much time going back and forth with somebody who they just don't get it, because it just makes you look like an ass instead of just stopping and being like, you know what? Okay. And then just moving on. Like, don't try. Right. When you're in the hole with somebody and they don't know how to get out, just get the fuck out.
I would just simply say playoff basketball is here. The draft is on Thursday. Big fight tonight. There's a lot of things to watch, a lot of things to do. Tune in to something.
Love you, people. Spend time with your people.
Facts.
Stay blessed.
Yep. And we'll leave y'all with go support Caitlin Clark. We out.
And shout out to Max Holloway. Be blessed.
Hey, blessed express, baby.